first and 10. Fake to Kelly. Good block by Parham. Going, going. They got him wide open. This is six. That is six. 42-yard touchdown pass. We are tied.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth here on a Friday morning, a football Friday. Right now, we got all the yelling out of our system over bad check swings and bad coaches and beats.
What was worse for you, the Eagles stuff or the MLB stuff?
I mean, I expected the Eagles to – I thought they'd lose the game. But, like, just – like, Sirianni stinks, and that's driving me crazy. As far as, like, the way the games went, though, the Giants thing, that bothered me, right? Like, to end it like that, that's just – but I mean, these are bad beats everywhere. I mean, bad beats everywhere. Hopefully we don't have any bad beats this weekend, but I'm sure we will. Let's talk some NFL here in this segment, and we got a lot of games to get to today. Aaron, what are the people saying about the underdogs they might take this weekend?
Yeah, this is an interesting week. So which of these short road dogs are you backing in week six? 54% on Twitter, they voted and said Chargers plus +3 at Baltimore. So we also asked Chargers money line, Cardinal. Oh, to correct that, I did just look on FanDuel, and they just moved the line to plus +2.5. So
on which one?
It did change on the Chargers.
That's
it's
outrageous.
Plus +2.5. Yeah. So I just checked in the break because I was like, yeah, let me look at this. And then I was like, oh, plus +2.5. I was thinking, and we can get into it, you may want to put Chargers in a teaser and tease it up. Even at 2.5, do you hate that? I don't know. I was thinking about it.
You get over the touchdown,
Cardinals
yeah.
Cardinals plus +3.5. Did that one change? Let's check. Yeah, that's still 3.5. Yeah. And then Cardinals money line. So those are the road dogs that we're looking at.
What was the vote?
Chargers money line.
Chargers plus +3.
Chargers plus. Okay.
No. Yeah. I don't know if you can still get it
What's
on
happening?
Places plus
What's
+3. Happening? I literally just What's saw happening? It move on FanDuel, right. So that might have just happened.
What was the result? What was the most popular pick from the people?
Chargers plus +3, 54%. Are you kidding, okay. Or did I fall for that?
No, we're good.
It was confusing. I had no idea what you were saying. I shared that, but I didn't vote on it because my pick is none of them. I'm not backing any of those, but we'll talk about that as we break down these matchups. I get it. You know, I'm on the opposite side on all of them.
Yeah. All right. So that's what the people are on the Chargers plus the points. We'll get to that game. Let's start, though. We'll start with the earliest game Sunday. We get another London game, everyone. Wake up early Sunday morning. The Dolphins and the Jaguars in London. I'm going to hate watch this game because this is going to be terrible. I just don't know how. And it sounds like we're trending towards Tua being back, which I think, that will help the Dolphins' cause here. I don't know how you can lay any points with the Dolphins the way they look right now. I mean, they look awful. We know what the Bucs did to them last week. That's the Bucs. Sorry, you probably give that a pass. The week before, they got beat pretty bad by the Colts. I mean, this is week in, week out where the Dolphins are very, they're not really competitive. If I had to take a side on this game, and I won't pick this game because I don't want to be on a side of this game. I would take the Jaguars plus the points in London.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I don't think the Jags are a good team, but listen, neither are the Dolphins. The Urban Meyer stuff has calmed down a little bit. Maybe the Jags get up to play this game, but I certainly wouldn't lay more than a field goal with the Dolphins. I'm not betting on this game, but I agree with Joe G. I would lean the Jags plus +3 here.
You know, we say wake up early, but Joe G, I mean, you're going to be up at 9:30, right?
Oh, I know. Yeah,
hours before.
Well,
that.
But it's different.
We feel like 7.
But it's different to be doing things, right? Milling around the house before you sit down at 1, like
for 14 hours.
Exactly. Right. Like that's it's an extra commitment to it. We all enjoy it. It's the NFL, but yeah, it's different. I would like the Jaguars side though, plus +3.
And on that Miami set. Now Brissett was limited in practice on Thursday, so we'll see what announcement they make. I expect it to be Tua. I think Tua's a slight upgrade over Brissett,
but would it go to 3.5? I know it touched on 3.5 at one point this week, immediate buyback on Jacksonville. I don't think it will. My guess is they expect Tua to be out there, but also Xavier Howard not practicing, Devontae Parker not practicing. You're right. You're right. Miami should not be favored by a full field goal over any team right now, the way they're playing. I mean, 31st in net yards per play, 30th in total DVOA. But also, if you're going to bet on the Jaguars, do you want to bet on the Jaguars when you're only getting a field goal? Don't you want to bet on the Jaguars when you're sure. getting 7, 8, 9, which is going to be the case in most weeks?
But I'll take it a step further. I think the wrong team is favored in this game. Like, wow. The only reason I would be apprehensive about taking the Jags is the London factor for a first-year head coach and a rookie quarterback. I mean, just look at everything. So, Jags offense against the Miami defense. Jags are fourth in adjusted line yards. Miami is bottom half of the league. You know, Joe, you talked about the run DVOA for the Jags. They're top five. They're second. Miami, 21st. Yards per play over the last three. Jags are top 10. Miami, bottom five. Everything, just the pressure rate. Jags protect the quarterback. Miami does not get to the quarterback. Flip it around. Jags get to the quarterback. Miami does not protect the quarterback. Just everything's early down success rate. The Jags have the advantage there. They stay ahead of the sticks. I just think even with all the turmoil,
Jacksonville stops. I know Miami doesn't run the ball, but we're looking for right. something that they succeed at. Jacksonville stops the run too.
Yes. So I just, the more and more I looked at this game, I was like, Joe, this isn't the conversation for the contest. I got to be honest. I know as much as we might hate it.
Did we get 3 or 3.5?
3, I believe. Jerk. 3.5, it's an autoplay.
Yeah, I know. That's why I feel like this is the exact conversation we had last week about the Jets game.
I feel like there's a lot more to point to with the Jets.
Rookie quarterback, right? Field goal dog, you know what I mean?
Oh, that part of it, yes. But I just think Jags are definitely a better team than the Jets.
Yeah, there's more on the Jags to like heading. Like, we just kind of liked that the Falcons stunk, and we didn't want to lay points to the Falcons. Yeah, that makes some sense. Falcons
Dolphins play. Stink, too. Which they do. It's all
these teams stink.
The that's why they're playing Sunday morning, right?
It is similar. All right, let's jump to the Chargers at the Ravens. It's now down to 2.5 in this game. Look, Ravens coming off a gigantic performance Monday night. The comeback, Lamar Jackson, one of his greatest games we've ever seen. But I go to this, and this is why I'm on the Chargers side of this game. I didn't realize this until I dove in back into that Browns game last week. You know, the Chargers did all they did, you know, with all that offense last week, nearly 500 yards, almost 50 points. They only held the ball for 23 minutes. Mm-hmm. They're so explosive, and they could put up points.
500 yards.
And nearly 50 points, right? And nearly 50 points. And I just don't like the way the Ravens' defense is playing right now. Like, it could – maybe Carson Wentz is turning a corner back into competence, but that concerned me that they couldn't stop the Colts on Monday night. I like the Chargers. In a sport of offense, right now I like the Chargers' offense to continue to do what they're doing. Meanwhile, you know, that's a lot to ask out of Lamar. Like, every week, put up 500 yards and save us because, you know, we can't stop anybody. I like the Chargers in this game.
How do you feel about 2.5? That's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
I mean, don't like that.
I wish it was, yeah.
We talked about it all week at 3.
Right, great.
And now on Friday morning, there's so much Charger support that now we're at 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, 3, I love it. 2.5, it's not as good. But I do like the Charger side of this game. Aaron, what are you thinking? Is this a game you talked about going to at one point? It's going to be an exciting one.
It is. I think I mentioned I was thinking about being on the Charger side of things. The thing with the Ravens is, you look at the games they've played so far, and they just scare me. They could be 5-0, but they also could have lost to the Chiefs and Lions. I just don't fully trust them. I do think the Chargers are the more complete team. At 2.5, maybe you put the Chargers in a teaser and take that spread up. That could be the play. I haven't bet on this game yet. I'm not sure if I will. I think it's a tough one. I may stay away from it.
It is a tough one. So what are we going to do? Like, Lamar's going to miss practice every week, and we're going to make a big deal about it. Like, he missed Thursday now, and they're saying it was because of an illness. You never know. But it feels like there's something happening with him.
He always has COVID. Week. He's the real COVID.
Something.
No, but it doesn't matter. I'm kidding. I made that up, but... I don't want people to think I'm serious.
Yeah.
Jake Hassan, of course, we know is the real COVID champ. Lamar, it's either Lamar or Jake, yeah.
Two-time COVID champ, make that. Please be correct.
As far as the side, I don't really have a strong opinion. I can't wait to watch this matchup. Herbert against Lamar, it's going to be terrific. We know the Chargers can't stop the run, but they don't care. Because has it really hurt them this year when you look at them in the bottom? No. Now, if you're terrible against the pass, that's a whole nother deal. But terrible against the run, it hasn't impacted them too much. I mean, Herbert, number one in EPA, Lamar, number four. Both of them are in the early running for the MVP of the league. I can't wait. How does it stay under 51.5 now? It went down a little bit, 51.5. Why is it going down? Is that a setup? I mean, this should be a high-scoring affair, right?
Yes. I don't see either side stopping the other one. I don't worry about the Lamar stuff, and this is enough weeks now where his play is fine. Right? He gets on the field. It's every week. And you know what? This might just be maintenance at this point of his career with the way he plays the game. They might have realized, like, this is the best way to keep him fresh for Sundays is we're just going to keep him, give him a day off each week. So, I mean, we'll keep an eye on it because it's an illness, which – you know, in these days with an illness, you wonder what's going on there. But assuming he's going to be out there on Sunday, I do like the charge. I wish it was at 3. All right, let's jump to the Browns and the Cardinals. Joe, I feel like when the card first came out, this was one of the games you brought up right away. I mean, just loving the side. And now the Browns are 3.5-point favorites at home against an undefeated Cardinals team. Are you still on the Browns as much? -3.5.
All these games we like are moving on us. You were liking the Chargers.
Oh.
That one moves down. I've been liking the Browns all week. That one moves up, up to 3.5, and the total is 49. Yeah, I still like it. I still like it. Now, it's tougher with the key number getting off the 3 there. I feel a bit relieved that in the circuit contest and a lot of the contests I'm in, I got 3, or the ones that lock earlier in the week, I got 2.5. So excited about that one. Love Cleveland at 2.5, but we're dealing with the 3 and the hook now, and it still makes sense to me. Kyler limited again in practice. I mean, that shoulder, if that's bugging him, how do we not think back to the impact that it had? And it kind of derailed the Arizona Cardinals season last year when he was dealing with that injury. They're missing multiple players. Chandler Jones, not expected to play. COVID, missing the center, that's big for him. Couple weapons on offense, including tight end Max Williams. He goes on IR this week. But we have to bring up the Cleveland side. We can't just point to the injuries on Arizona. And that injury report scared me a little bit on Thursday. Chubb and Hunt are still not practicing. I was hopeful that it's just, you know, veterans, longer season, they're just giving them their rest. They were reportedly on the bike at practice on Thursday. Now, Garrett and Clowney did practice, so you would think they're going to be back. Wills, it looks like he's going to be back. Greedy Williams, Denzel Ward, all those guys look to be good to go. Let me ask you this. We say that running backs don't matter. What if we're down to Browns RB number 3 with this outstanding offensive line? Do the running backs matter?
It matters. Right? I mean, it has to matter a little bit, right? Those two, I mean, Chubb and Hunt aren't just good backs. Those are really real. I mean, Chubb's a great player, and I like Hunt a lot. It matters. And at some point, don't you think, and I don't know if it's going to work, but at some point, don't you think defenses are just going to completely try to come up to stop that running game and dare Baker Mayfield to beat them?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead. I mean, we'll tip our hat. You want to throw for 400 yards and beat us today? Go ahead. I still like the Browns. The Hudson injury is a major deal for the Cardinals. COVID issues, no Chandler Jones. I think the Browns are going to win this game by, you know, maybe a little bit inside a touchdown. So the 3 to 3.5, it bothers me, but I still think the Browns are the right play this week. I think they're going to win this game.
I hate it when people say, oh, it's a must-win game. Well, it's the NFL. Every week's a must-win game. Cleveland can't fall to 3-3, can they? With the way they've lost and the amount of talent on this roster, it feels like a lot is going up against Arizona in this matchup. So even at 3.5, obviously felt better at 2.5 and at 3. But even at 3.5, I think Cleveland's going to take care of business on Sunday.
Yeah,
Aaron, what do you think?
Stefanski said Chubb, Hunt, and Myles Garrett have not been ruled out for Sunday. The injury news, hopefully it's more on the positive side for the Browns because I also like the Browns in this. I think their front is built to contain Kyler Murray, plus he's banged up. So, you know, obviously with the Browns, they've got that number one rushing offense, and the Cardinals' weakness is stopping the run. So we'll have to see.
And the under 49 is a play I like too on this game. I think this will be a more of a low scoring game on the road for Arizona. I'm not sure if there's going to be significant weather, but Cleveland's always weird. You never know. You can wake up one morning and it's all windy.
There were some reports about the weather, so keep an eye. I mean, we can say whatever we want 48 hours in advance. Right. It won't matter.
But like, it's not in the West Coast. It's not a dome, right? It's not perfect conditions for Kyler Murray and that offense. It could. I think it's an ugly game. Give me the Browns minus the 3.5. All right, a lot more to get into. We'll hit all the NFL games. Will Brinson, CBS Sports, joins us next hour, and we'll go off the board. Coming up on the other side, Joe O, Joe G, it's Aaron Hawksworth. This is BetQL Daily, as always, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.